Te Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So I was just making the point, although it's commonly said Balaram Jayanti, but according to the teachings, that one of the many teachings that we have received from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur through the medium of the erstwhile Gaurya magazine of the Gaurya Mat, in which there are many, many, many important teachings that he gave, is that this word Jayanti is suitable for the appearance day of Krishna, not Balaram, not Narasimha, and definitely not Gandhi, Ambedkar, and so many this and that. Because it specifically refers, as is stated in Shastra, to the, there was a particular arrangement of the stars at the time when, it's something technical, when Rohini star is in such and such a house, that's called Dayanti. And that's suitable for Krishna only, not for Balaram. So we should say Balaram Purnima or Balaram's appearance day, but technically speaking, we should not say Balaram Jayanti. So maybe you learned something today. And it's good to, even, you may say it's a small point, but it's important that we, all the details, because we're dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We're worshipping Balaram because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's best to do everything very properly in his service, because he is the master and we are the servants. So we should do what he wants, not what we want. That's the whole meaning of Krishna consciousness. So Balaram is the first guru. He's the first guru, he's the first expansion of Krishna. And he shows what it means to be a guru. Guru means servant. We say, Srila Prabhupada always translated the word guru as spiritual master. But spiritually, by nature, we are all servants. All living beings are spiritual, and all of them are servants except one. Who's that one? Krishna. And Krishna, he expands himself in many forms. So spiritual master means he shows how to serve. And Balaram is the very form of service. As Ananta, he becomes the bed of Bhagavan. He becomes the chamar, and the shoes, and the stick, and so many items. He expands himself as the whole spiritual world just for the sake of serving Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada writes in this regard that a spiritual master, he teaches to his disciples a serving mood. So Balaram, although he's the elder brother of Krishna, and we find from Ramayana, the relationship between the elder brother and the younger brother, Lakshman, he served Ram just as a menial servant, literally. He would not sleep at night, he would stay awake guarding, and anything Ram told him to do, he would do. Even though he's very, very powerful, he could have personally killed so many, all the same demons that Rama did. But if Ram wanted to kill them, then he would, whatever Ram said, he would go by. Sometimes he would disagree, but he would be corrected by Rama. So Balaram is the same person who was Lakshman, Lokhan in Bengali, in Ram Leela, has come again in Krishna Leela as the elder brother, but still he has, even though he has a protective attitude, because he's older, but he still considers himself always a servant of Krishna. And of course, Balaram has appeared in Bengal. Brajendra Nandanje Shachishuta Hoilo She Balaram Hoilo Nitai. He has come Nityananda, Shaito Esheche, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. Balaram has come in the form of Nityananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited the pastimes of apparently being very unhappy because he was feeling, he is Krishna in the mood of Radha, feeling the pain of separation, which is the highest bliss. But Nityananda, he is, by his very name, always happy. The mood of always happy in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And even that service meant that on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, he had to go away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for preaching Krishna consciousness. So Nityananda, he is the, as Balaram, he's the first guru, and he was given the duty by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach Krishna consciousness. So Balaram, who gives strength, we can pray to him, especially in the form of Lord Nityananda, that we may gain strength, first of all, to ourselves withstand the material energy. Material energy is very strong, no doubt. And here in New York, she is not very subtle about her strength. In other places may be very strong, just like in Bangladesh, you may find that the Maya is very strong, but in another way. That means family attachment, attachment to home, family, all these things. But here it's just completely gross and very, very strong. Yesterday I was asked to speak to the young people that how they can not give up their culture, but how are they going to withstand? Because this whole New York City, the whole of America, is very, very strong, pushing for gross sense gratification. So frankly speaking, it'll be not easy that the young people will, they may to some extent keep up, they're already going away. They can speak Bengali, they can't read or write, they know English better, and their children won't know Bengali, and maybe they won't know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's what you get for coming to America. You get money, but you lose your culture. Not completely lost, because otherwise, what are you doing here? You're chanting Hare Krishna. But the force of Maya is very, very powerful. So we can pray to Balaram Nityananda for strength, that we not be crushed by this material energy. And over and above that, if we can help to bring this great gift of Krishna consciousness to others. You've come from Bengal with love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as part of your very being, part of your life. You can try to give that to others as much as you can. You can assist these devotees who are fully dedicated to chanting the names of Krishna. Sometimes you all go, I think, is it, to that Union Square Park? Is it? You can join the kirtan there. Help to distribute books. There are so many Bengalis here in New York. They should all have a set of Srila Prabhupada's books. Do you all have a set of Srila Prabhupada's books in your homes? Yes. Yeah, that you should have. So you see, you make that your mission. You get a full set of Srila Prabhupada's books in all the Bengalis in the homes of New York. There must be a few thousand. How many families there? Too many. In English that means, that's how you say in Indian. How would you say? Atirikto. But it's not atirikto. Too many. Well, and too many, they should all be, that means they should all be back in Bengal. But you get the books, give them the books. At least you give them this Prabhupada life story. If you give them, then they'll think, oh. Because wherever you go, in Bengali temples, Bengali homes, there'll always be a picture of Swami Vivekananda. Isn't it? Why don't they know Prabhupada? Why? Why? Why not? They should know. Even if you examine Nirpekha Bhava, it means objectively. What Prabhupada did is much, much, much more than Vivekananda. He went to America, gave some lecture, came back with one sister Nivedita, and that was it. And Prabhupada, he came and he preached Krishna consciousness and hundreds and thousands of people, and it's going on. Where's the Ramakrishna mission? What are they doing? Nothing. Zero. So, why don't you make that your mission? At least if you're here now. Srila Prabhupada, who is empowered by Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu, he brought Krishna consciousness all over the world. And you wouldn't be chanting Hare Krishna here in New York if it wasn't for him. Isn't it?
Yes.
So, we're all indebted to him. And Ebe Josh Kushok Tribhuvan, his glory should be spread all over the world. So you can make, you please make this your mission, at least among the Bengalis here. In Bangladesh, everyone knows this, all the Hindus know ISKCON. I don't know how much they know about Srila Prabhupada. At least you do this. You please do this. Let them know about Srila Prabhupada. Give them his books, Bhagavad Gita in Bengali or English or whatever. Give them that Prabhupada life story. Hare Krishna. That's my short message to you. Kindly take it very seriously. Blessing, yeah, the blessing is there, but you have to do the work. Blessing, of course, the blessing is there, but you have to go and order the books, find out all the people. You can go there. Kali Puja must be going on here. Durga Puja, it must be coming up quite soon, huh? At the end of Borshakal.
Yeah.
So, in here there's no Borshakal, but that you can do. And what else? These are the main things, huh? Durga Puja, Kali Puja, Puja Shamai. So you can do that. Good idea? Oh, I have my books also. You have any of my books in Bengali?
They only have three left.
Only three left. Some of my books are available here also. Three in Bengali. And Jaidvaita Maharaj, you all have Prabhupada's books, right? You all have a set of books. So Jaidvaita Maharaj is your resident New York sannyasi. So he's written a book, but I don't know how much they can relate to it. Ecclesiastes, but it's an eternal message for everyone, isn't it? This material world stinks. Let's get out of it. Let's get out of it. So that's a good message for everyone. So if you like, you can take those books. And if you want to get some extra boost for distributing books, you can call Mahotsaha Das Brahmachari. Mahotsaha. Maha Utsaha. Kub Utsahi Ache. Bishesh Kore Boy Bitarane Janno. No, actually. So, you can take his help. All right. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Balaram.
Hare.